Blog Talk Radio.
And mute everybody.
This meeting is being recorded.
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. Sid's birthday was yesterday, and the Livecast crew celebrated in style by doing absolutely nothing. Because the greatest gift you can give Sid is the gift of inactivity. The Metal Injection Livecast starts now.
I'm so glad I did nothing for Sid's birthday.
Thank you.
It's my pleasure.
You're the best kind of friend is someone that doesn't make you do stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and you someone who doesn't even wish you a happy birthday. Like I did.
Well, you did a day late, but that's okay. It's not a race.
Are you 40 now, Sid?
I am 42 now.
Been 40 for a while.
Yeah.
Oh, I knew that.
What's that like?
Sad.
You'll find out, motherfucker.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, I'm 2 years away myself.
Oh, hopefully. Delta variant might come for your ass. You don't know.
Yeah, you're right.
Faxed. He's fine.
I got a Vegas trip, so we'll see.
What? Do we know about
this? Oh, you're going to go to that festival?
Yeah, I'm going to Psycho Las Vegas.
When is that?
It's August 20th.
Oh, wow.
Like that.
Wear a mask, man. I worry about you. I don't vax schmacks. You know, a lot of this stuff is beating vaccines now.
I am right there with you. I've been reading about how cases are up in Vegas. It's so weird because it's like you could really fall into this paranoia, but then also it has a lot to do with the politics of how they're reporting on it. But in general, though, I think I'll be fine at the actual metal festival. I'm not really concerned about that. It's really just whoever the hell's in the hotel.
I probably,
as much as I really want to do the Bellagio buffet, I'm probably going to stay away from the buffets.
I heard they have Jalapenos now.
Oh, no.
I remember.
Give you straws that you could just drink Jalapenos from a distance.
Ooh.
How does the chicken chunks get through the straw, though?
Well, it's one of those, like, wide slurpy straws.
Yeah. Like the ones they get for the tapioca balls.
Yeah. Oh. The bubble tea.
I also want to change what I said. I don't want to say vax schmacks because that sounds like I'm against vaccines. I'm pro-vaccines, very much so, but in conjunction with other measures, not by itself. You can't just jab yourself and then run out in the street and, like, everything's okay now. Like,
I mean, if you're jabbing yourself, then it might not even be reputable to begin with.
You can't.
What are you jabbing yourself with?
Question.
It seems like if someone had died and they were vaccinated, it's because they had some sort of other immunity deficiency that caused the vaccine not to work properly. But most people who have gotten the Delta variant with the vaccine said at worst it was like a bad cold. I don't want that either.
And also it's not just that. The virus is still here. It's still mutating, man. You can't like.
Right.
Rob, just stay home. Don't leave the house. No having fun for you.
No,
that's what I do.
Go out and be safe. You can go out of the house and have.
Believe me, I've had second thoughts. There was some story about like Vegas that I was like, maybe I shouldn't go to. And I was like, no.
It's not like Vegas is perfectly safe and fine in a non-pandemic time either.
I didn't say go out. Don't go out and have fun. I said you're going to Vegas. Put a mask.
Yeah, it's specifically Vegas. Yeah, I agree. Because I also want to if I'm already out there, I might. Do like a week or two in LA, and that I'm not worried about at all because it's like, oh, I'm just going to be like on my own, you know, like I'm not going to be in a crowded hotel with thousands of other people who flew in from all over the world.
In LA, they don't even let you inside of places.
Oh, perfect.
Even with a mask.
Perfect. Specifically, Rob, they're not going to let
you. Less reason to make any plans. I just want to go to the beach. It's been a very beachy summer.
What if they close the beach again? Because, you know, they're starting their lockdown measures again.
The beach was the first thing they reopened. They didn't start lockdown. They just have a mask mandate. It's an indoor mask mandate.
Get an Airbnb that has a pool. Mm-hmm. You don't need the beach.
Because I like the beach. Pools aren't the
beach
same.
Is just a pool with a bunch of grit in front of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rob likes to swim with diapers.
I like a nice view. I like a nice horizon.
Swimming with diapers. Episode title. That's it. Done.
I have thought about that too. Like not just the just
swimming with diapers?
Just all the fucking gross human pollution. Even just like at the shore, you know, like you just see it gets me so upset. Because it's just completely selfishness, you know. Like I don't want to sound like one of those tree huggers.
I remember like in the 90s when people would throw garbage out of their car window and that was a normal thing. And I just feel like anyone who does that today is such a dick, like so out of touch.
Plenty of people still do it.
Sid, are you one?
No,
just go in cars.
A couple of months ago, I met my mom for lunch. And she wore shoes that were cutting up the back of her feet, as women insist on doing for some reason. So I gave her some Band-Aids. We were in my car. She had the door open so she could, like, have her feet out as she's putting these Band-Aids on. And then she had, like, the wrapper and stuff from the Band-Aids, from, like, three Band-Aids. And I saw she was getting ready to just chuck it on the sidewalk. And I'm like, don't do that. Please don't do that. I gave you those Band-Aids. Out of respect for me, could you not do it? And I'll just throw them out later. Just give them to me. She looked me right in the fucking face and threw them on the sidewalk anyway. The most disrespectful thing she's ever done.
This is the most Russian story I've ever heard in my life.
Now we know where you get it, Sid.
And then she was like all apologetic, like she wasn't sure what I meant or something. But you were looking right in my fucking eyes and you did it. You knew what I was asking you. What the fuck?
I feel like a cup holder in the cars is meant mostly for garbage.
Yeah.
Did she say, sorry, no English?
That's basically what it was. That's basically what it fucking was. Oh, my God. Yeah. People still do it. There's plenty of people who do not give a fuck.
We never had the Band-Aid in Soviet Russia. I don't know what to do with them. I'm sorry.
First time.
If you're listening live, by the way, we are live Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern time to 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. That's 3 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. If you're listening live, give us a ring-a-ding-ding. Give us a call. We have a hotline. 213-WIDE-NUT is the number. It's 213-943-3688. It's the number. And let us know about your oceanic experience. And pollution in your town.
Sure.
And
Rob, you ever pollute the ocean, like organically?
Organically, yes. Like with my urine. Sure.
Never,
that's the only way.
Never did a boom boom in the Atlantic.
Maybe when I was a kid. I don't know, but not in my adult life. No.
I'm trying to think if I ever. I don't think I ever shit in the ocean.
I don't think I have either.
I can't remember if I even pissed in the ocean.
There's never been a time I've been in a beach or a pool that I haven't pissed. That's a guarantee.
Yes, but I feel like pooping, you know, when your body is underwater, it's like a whole different center of gravity and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, wouldn't pooping be hard underwater?
Well, there's also the fact that, like, if you want to piss, you don't have to take your trunks off for that. You got to fully disrobe to take a shit in the ocean unless you just want to smush it all on yourself. So that's like a whole – and then what if somebody swims up on you and they see that you've got your trunks down, you have a indecent exposure situation.
Yeah, you really got to swim out if you're planning to poop in the ocean. Yeah. You're not going to want to
But then
swim,
you're like swimming while shitting because you can't be standing on the ground while doing
all at once.
Yeah, just don't shit. Just go. There's restrooms at the beach now. You can shit there.
I got to rewind a little. Like, so if you piss, you're pissing in the ocean, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't take your doesn't some piss get on? I know you're in the water, but doesn't some piss get on your clothing, though?
I never thought about it.
I wouldn't want that.
It goes through
it. Doesn't stay there. It dissipates.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, like what's the difference, you know, like when you put a dirty piece of clothing in a washing machine, it gets washed off. It's not dirty anymore.
There's soap. There's soap, detergent, and it's the
salt.
I don't know.
I don't, Not at all. Plus, it's I'm very hydrated, so my pee is all water anyway.
Plus, you're in Brighton Beach, so the needles and all the other foul shit that's in the water is going
to
overwhelm.
I have to tell you, Brighton Beach is the cleanest of all the beaches that I've in Brooklyn. I've went to Rockaway Beach. I would argue might be the dirtiest. And the caveat here, it's not necessarily the dirtiest, like, with human-made pollution. It's the dirtiest in the sense of it's the way the beach is positioned, the waves are much harder. Like, it's like a surfing beach. So because of all the wave activity, all the stuff from the floor of the ocean is constantly, like, pushed into the water. Do you guys get what I'm saying? It's like a it's like a washing machine. So the dirt is actually just like sand and seaweed. It's not like bottles or whatever.
The debris is always being kicked up.
Yes, exactly. Whereas Brighton Beach is the calmest water. It's like the best positioned, even better than Coney Island, I feel. And also,
like geology injection.
What actually very metal thing is I've been, like I said, like I like to go to Coney Island because it's the least populated, least amount of Russians. That's what I hate about Brighton. Like, I went to Brighton Beach this week and I got stressed, like, going to my car because there were so many people just like yelling into their phones or being dicks. And it was just like, get away, people. It's too early. But I'm not going to Coney Island as often anymore because I got back from swimming in Coney Island and I saw somebody in one of the local Coney Island Facebook groups saying how there was a warning that you couldn't swim in Coney Island because of a sewage spill, because the sewage factory.
That was me. Sorry.
Is well, the thing is when there's heavy rain,
he's trying it out.
There's overflow, and Coney Island is right by the sewage. The sewage thing is right by the Stillwell Avenue, like where the trains park.
Subway line.
And so what was so funny is I looked it up, and so it said do not swim in Coney Island, but Manhattan Beach was fine, which is about, let's say, 3-4 miles away. Same coastline. I guess it just takes longer to get there. But also, again, dissipate. I don't know. But since
poop
then,
travels,
I've been going,
poop doesn't travel west. It travels.
Yeah, in my head, I'm like, if I just go to the very tippy tap end of Brighton, it'll be fine. There's no sewage, and it's been actually very clean.
This
go
is
ahead,
a
Noah.
Very inside joke, but there's no parking for the poop in Manhattan Beach.
Yeah, that's why I don't go to Manhattan Beach. The parking situation is too tough.
They don't let you park in the summertime because they don't want you over there.
Well, there's a parking lot, but it's like $20, and it's like fuck that.
Manhattan Beach, for those who don't know, it, first of all, not in Manhattan. Yeah. It's in Brooklyn for some weird reason.
Yeah,
it's like Brooklyn's Malibu.
Yeah, it's very shishi neighborhood. It's a very expensive, lots of mansions all around. You wouldn't look
Malibu.
You'd never know you were in Brooklyn if you looked around.
It's like if you ever see those stories about like a lawyer in Brooklyn arrested for extortion or some sort of fraud, 9 out of 10 times they live in a fancy mansion in Manhattan Beach.
Only if they're Russian, though. Are there not Russian people?
No, I would say it's very WASPy as well.
Really?
There are some Russians, but there's a whole lot of like old English money there. Like,
oh wow!
There's a big church there. There's a big.
There's not
old
Jewish
English
Russian people.
There are certainly Russian people. No denying that, but it's. I feel like there's a lot of very WASPy people that live in Manhattan.
I had no idea.
Would you say no?
At Old English, and I was wondering if it's the booze.
Oh, the booze. Yeah,
there's Marquis right behind me.
That's
he drank a lot of Old English.
R.I.P.
a legend.
By the way, Noah, the way your mic is positioned now, you're giving me like real Lemmy vibes. Like, I don't know if you remember when you were positioned his mic. No, that's how his mic would be. Like, he would kind of like sing up into it.
Yeah.
Well, I got a desk from OfferUp for $10. It's an amazing desk.
What is OfferUp?
OfferUp is it's an app where you can buy used furniture.
Oh.
And I just
promo code Noah for.
There's no promo code.
Okay.
So I live in an empty house basically because we got rid of all of our furniture, and I just bought a house, and so we're just looking for like cheap stuff so that we can work. And I got this beautiful desk from like Polynesia. All of the corners are rounded, so I can't clip the microphone stand onto it. So I have to use this one. It's a little too high for me.
So you're doing the Lemmy here.
Oh, cool. Damn it. I should have worn a Motorhead shirt today.
It just looks like he's going down on a tall person.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to hang up my swastikas just yet.
But, moving is hard.
World War II historian.
Yeah, moving is hard. No, it's all right. You can't do everything in one day.
And of course, and it's a good point. It's a good time to mention that Noah is referencing an episode where we watched the Lemmy documentary, and boy, did it get uncomfortable. And you can watch us get uncomfortable on our Patreon, patreon.com/metalinjectionlivecast. $5 a month gets you access to video versions of all of our shows that we've been doing for the last 70 weeks or so. And you also get about 2 bonus episodes a month. And a few months ago, like I mentioned, we did a watch-along of the Lemmy documentary, and it was good. It was a good watch-along. It was very educational. And I feel like all of our watch-alongs are always educational, even when the movies are terrible. And boy, have we watched some bad movies last month. We watched Kiss and The Phantom of the Park. Brutal. And it was the only thing worse that we've ever watched was that Danzig movie. Although I feel like I was more entertained by the Danzig movie. It's very close. Veronica, yes.
I would say Veronica has some unintentionally entertaining parts, for sure. I don't think any of it is like what he meant to do, what he was trying to do with it is entertaining.
Yes.
But it's very light.
I'm kind of spacing out. Have we watched his Spaghetti Western?
Not yet.
No, it didn't come out yet. It comes out this fall. You better believe we're going to be watching it. Also, some past watch-alongs include Kurt and Courtney, a documentary that we've been talking about for years that we finally watched for Halloween last year. We watched Trick or Treat, a movie with Gene Simmons and Ozzy in it. That was actually really fun.
That was not a bad movie.
Yeah, and then Cannibal Holocaust, which was a bad movie and genuinely disgusting. Bad movie.
You can barely call Cannibal Holocaust a movie. It's just like pointing a camera at some really crazy shit happening for like 90 minutes.
We also watched a black metal documentary, Until the Light Takes Us. And boy, did they love Varg in that one. And our most recent bonus episodes, in the middle of last month, we did a watch along of old Metal Injection bits, which I think came out really, really fun. And then at the top of this month, what was the top of the month bonus episode that we did? Oh, we did one-star reviews. And that, I think it came out really, really good.
Wasn't that the middle of this month? Didn't we just
Month? Oh, we just released one star. I'm getting confused. Okay, hold on.
Up the Patreon page.
I have it opened up. I'm just clicking around too much. So one-star reviews, we just posted that last week. It's really, really fun. We find one-star reviews of objectively classic albums, like the first few Black Sabbath albums, some Ozzy albums, some Megadeth albums, and we read people that completely panned it, and some of them are great. And then conversely, or inversely, we also find five-star reviews of objectively terrible albums, like Saint Anger or Lulu. So That was a really, really fun episode. And at the top of the month, we also had a watch-along of Mean Man, the story of Chris Holmes. Of course, the estranged Wasp guitarist who thinks very highly of himself. And basically, it takes a village to keep him alive. And everyone is very, very nice around him while he is very, very much not.
Hence the name.
So, he is a mean man. So that's our Patreon. $5 a month. Shows your support. We really appreciate all of our patrons. Talking more about that in a bit. patreon.com/metalinjectionlivecast.
Chris Holmes is the result of that Coney Island sewage plant exploding 60 years ago. I don't know if anyone knows that.
That's what happens when you swim for a long time in the sewage.
He's the real toxic Avenger.
After a Lemours show, he went to take a dip.
I'm the red.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was it?
He just took a dip after a Lemours show and he stayed in too long. And fucked them all up.
I wouldn't mind doing that movie, The Toxic Avenger. I mean, that's a good movie, but it's a lot to talk about.
Do a discussion.
I haven't seen it in so long.
Yeah. Rob, what do you think?
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
Your pizza The pizza back there looks like the Toxic Avenger's face, kind of. Except red.
I love the Toxic Avenger as a kid, so I would totally be down. I love the cartoon, too.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you if the cartoon was in your, like, were you a kid when that came out? I don't really remember.
Yeah, I vividly remember being alive for the launch of it. Like, it's coming to Fox on Saturdays. Toxic Avenger, I was really into it.
I remember when I was, like, about 10, I'm like 10 years younger than you, and I was a kid when the Toxic Avenger came out, and I watched it on a VHS tape, like renting it from the store. And basically the whole 90 minutes of it, I was just like, what am I watching?
In a good way or a bad way?
Both. Like, I'm horrified at what I'm seeing, and also this is the best movie I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
I didn't even know it was a movie until I was like 10.
What are you eating, Rob? Are you eating pizza?
White chocolate almonds.
How do you keep such a svelte figure eating that stuff?
When?
I only have a little bit, and then I go swimming every day.
Living
how
like
you
live
in
Manhattan
for?
Beach.
Your how long do I swim
white
for?
Chocolate almonds.
Half hour to an hour.
With no stopping? You just go?
I mean, I'll like float, you know, like I'm not swimming the entire time. But yeah, like five. I will not get out of the water until I burn 500 calories.
You look like a prune? What, do you have a Fitbit that tells you how many calories you burned?
Yeah, my Apple Watch is waterproof and it tracks swimming.
I see.
Humble break.
I mean, if you want to gamify your workouts, it's the best thing to happen to me to like be on my workout just because there's like a numerical representation to what I'm doing.
I could not agree more with that.
Have you been able to quantify how many calories you burn while you jerk off?
You could.
you probably could. I
need to get
while
like
you're in the
minute.
Ocean?
No, it's easy. You set the there's like a thing that says, all right, it measures the it quantifies your exercise, whatever you're doing. So you start when you start lifting or whatever, and then you stop it and it gives you a whole readout. So you could just apply that to jerking off.
Do it, Rob. Yeah. Let's get a graph.
What's so funny is with the Apple Watch, like if I'm, for example, on a long walk with Babka, it'll like alert me like, oh, are you on an outdoor walk? Would you like to track this? You know, sadly, I haven't gotten
that outdoor.
Because it's connected to your location setting.
Yeah, it's my phone and GPS. Oh, yeah, okay. So yeah, it knows I'm walking around outside. And I haven't gotten that alert like, it looks like you're jerking off. Would you like to track your calories?
Not yet.
Jerk off is not one of the you know, built-in workouts in the Apple Watch.
Well,
yeah,
you have to jerk off and set
consistently.
You have to jerk off and track the exercise, and then it'll know that you want to track it, and then it'll ask you.
Yeah.
You have to jerk off with the hand that's wearing the Apple Watch. And
right.
Really
that's the other problem. Yeah, I mean, I am ambidextrous with my masturbation, but I'm primarily a writer.
You could
switch. You could move the watch and see which one you're more efficient with.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe just get a second one.
Are you really going for efficiency when you jerk off, though? More, isn't it more like
if
pleasure?
He's got to, you know, if he wants to go swimming afterwards and he's got to get done to beat the traffic.
No, I wouldn't jerk off before swimming. Then I wouldn't have the energy to swim. It's a post swimming.
Well, I'm not saying you're doing it like in the car after you parked at the beach. Like you're gonna have a whole drive ahead of you. You could recharge during the drive. No. Does it take that much energy out of you that even like a half hour drive, you're still spending?
I want to save up all the mojo I can for swimming.
Oh, for swimming.
You could squeeze in a masturbation while your mother's putting on a Band-Aid in the car. Just turn over to the side.
Oh, no.
Get a quick one in.
And you turn and she's looking you right in the eyes.
that's a disturbing thought.
Well, you don't let her see it. I said you turn to the side.
I know, but the eye contact, it just makes it worse.
Have any of you had your mother walk in while you're masturbating?
Thank God, no.
Ever? I mean, not now, like when you were younger.
Now would be even stranger, but no, not even then. Somehow.
I've probably been around her right after I was.
Yeah, of course. I had her walk in, but like it was not visible that I was doing it. I was under a blanket, like my penis was under a blanket. But she maybe could have pieced it together, but I think I sold it well, that I was just under the blanket. But I always had it in my mind that she caught me anyway, even though there was nothing said. There's nothing to indicate, what are you doing under there, you know.
When I was really young, my grandma was, like, super paranoid about it. Mm-hmm. Where, like, if I was in the bed with, my like, everything under the blanket except my head, she'd come in and tell me to remove my hands from under the blanket. And I never – until I was older, I didn't understand why she was so concerned. And then I was like, oh, she thought I was jerking off all those times.
How did you figure out what jerking off was and, like, how did you first do it?
The first time was after I read Howard Stern's Private Parts, and he talked about his first time, and I was like, oh, I'm like 14 now. I should probably try that. And so I went and tried it.
14, wow.
I was 13, 14, whenever that book came out. I don't remember the exact year.
I think I jerked off when I was 10 the first time.
I have no recollection of my first experience. Which makes me think I might have been sexually abused and just... No, I'm joking.
Trauma.
Are you kidding?
I'm joking.
If you can't remember it.
I mean, maybe, but I genuinely have no... Like, I've tried to think about... I know it's right after I got cable and then quickly after I got the legal cable, yeah, which had the porn channel, Spice. And I think, like, at first, it might have been something where, like... I just like watch it and, you know, naturally get aroused. And I think I started by just like kind of rubbing my crotch into my bed sort of thing. Like not like just kind of like scratching an itch type of situation, not realizing what I was doing.
That's the exact same thing I did, except with my hand. Like, I think I was reading a book or something and like absentmindedly just, you know, you like rub your leg or something, and I was rubbing my penis instead of my leg. And then it started feeling good. So I'm like, what's this? And then like I busted a nut and I had no idea that was going to happen. Like, and then I realized, then I pieced it together. I was like, this is the same thing, because I had had wet dreams before. And it's like, oh, this is the same thing, because I was embarrassed of the wet dream and there's no internet to look it up. And I didn't want to ask anybody what happened.
Oh.
So I was like, why do I just randomly sometimes have dreams where it feels really good? And then I have fucking glue in my underwear. and then it happened while I was awake for the first time. I was like, I got it now. This is, and then I had heard the term jerking off, but I didn't know. I said, this must be jerking off. And then I started doing it 3 times a day.
I think it was probably the same thing. Like, it wasn't just the bed that I just started touching it. And then it probably just happened. And I was like, oh, I should probably do this again.
You made a date with yourself.
But I also remember when my friends talked about it that were my age, which was like,
they talked about you jerking off, you let them off.
Themselves
are in the bed
12 or 13 at the time, and I remember like, oh, so I'm not the only one onto this.
Picturing Rob in the school. There's like a pamphlet going around saying that Rob jerks off, and like everyone's talking about it. They're handing it out in the corridor, you know. The
like
teacher mentions it. So yeah, someone takes out an airplane with a like one of those skywriting things. Rob jerked off.
No, I meant like a paper airplane that you throw at kids' heads in class.
Well, that too. What about those things that you red, blue, green, and you would have to open? Rob jerks off and
you couldn't do the thing though because it was all stuck together.
Well, see, when you open it, it reveals where my jizz goes. Oh, on your face.
Oh,
in your mouth. On your butt.
I feel uncomfortable now.
Paper towel roll.
I think I had a similar thing to Rob.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, I just always knew about, like, sex and jerking off. I don't know how, but I just remember when I was in Israel. So that means I was younger than 7. I was humping a bear that I had. And I
what
just remember
name?
Feeling really good. I don't know.
Oh, a teddy bear. I thought you meant
teddy
like
bear,
a real
yeah. Teddy.
Do they have Bear Week in Israel?
I did every week. And then when I came here, I started watching porn from my friend's illegal cable account, and we used to take her mom's vibrator, her back massager, and we used to jerk off.
This story we've told on air.
Yeah.
Did you have any favorite porn actors?
Harry Reams.
Oh, she's not that old.
Could have seen an old video.
It was, you know, just like back in the day, it was impossible to know their name because we didn't have internet or any of that. It was just like whatever was on TV.
But there was credits. You didn't stick around for the credits of the porn movie, Noah? Yeah. You don't respect the actors?
Read. We couldn't read.
I feel like in heterosexual porn in the 80s and 90s, the men were really credited way more than they are now. Mm-hmm. Like now they're just props. In hetero porn, I know obviously in gay porn, the men are the stars, but... like in heterosexual porn, I feel like they just show up, fuck the girl, and leave.
Mm-hmm. And they were always like very like tanned, like red and crispy, and like had like
Stephen
weird...
St. Croix action. Stephen St. Croix, did you like him?
I don't know who it is.
He's the one. His dick was like extremely curved. It was very thick, and it was like a curvy chode.
Oh,
it always made me very uncomfortable.
I don't remember this at all.
Really?
I remember
Randy West
was the one with the curved dick. Remember
Stephen St. Croix's curve put Randy West's curve. He made Randy West look like he had a normal dick.
Oh, boy.
Rob, show me. Don't do it.
Are we going to get a copyright strike from Stephen St. Croix?
You get something.
Get something through the screen.
Well, if Rob's paying attention anymore. He's
no, I'm trying to look up. I can't remember the name of the guy. But I just remember that, like, people were like, oh, he just looks like X-Pac.
Oh, I know.
Yes.
Tom Byron? Tom Byron, yeah.
Everybody I knew thought he looked like James Hetfield.
I think he looks like, what's his name, from Rage Against the Machine, because that guy looks like X-Pac. The singer,
Zach De La Rocha. Okay, yeah. I could sort of see that.
Put Tom Byron up there. Very pedestrian-looking dude. Yeah.
Well, this is like a older.
Yeah, right, this right. is... No, we need like...
Oh!
Oh, no, Rob, come on, Rob.
Let's turn this...
Say search.
I didn't do it on purpose. I don't remember this guy.
All I'm seeing are when he's too young or too old.
Right.
Not
yeah.
in his, like, James Hetfield prime.
Yeah.
That one with the cigarette looks like a...
I guess this
looks
one...
Like James
yeah.
Hetfield.
Oh, it's a personality profile. All right. Cool. Cool.
Fucking
cool.
Rob.
And, like, this guy always looked like a wrestler. What's his name?
Mark Wallace.
Yeah. That guy spread HIV to, like, a million people.
Oh, really?
HIV. It was a big scandal. Cause he
Is
had,
he still
oh,
alive?
Wow.
He had, I don't know. This was in the late 80s, early 90s. Yeah.
Wow.
He had known he had HIV and still did scenes with people.
Damn.
Wow, that's fucked up. All right, well, whatever. We don't have to look up IMDb.
Yeah. This will be on the Patreon where we just go through male porn stars of the 80s and 90s and grade them.
Yeah, just ask Mel if she would fuck them.
The worst was when you were watching a porn and Ron Jeremy came in because, like, they insisted on just showing Ron Jeremy's face through the whole... I know that was a thing in 80s porn. They'd always show male reaction shots, but he's... First of all, they lingered on him a lot more for whatever reason. And also his face is just so, like, instant.
He's very unappealing.
Instant boner reduction for me. I don't want, you know what I mean? Like, he's,
yeah, no.
Takes you right out of it. Maybe there's got to be someone out there that finds him attractive.
Well, see, now that's why in straight porn now, they don't show the men at all. They don't want the consumer to have that reaction that you're having.
Yeah.
To have that Ron Jeremy reaction.
If there was anyone born for the POV porn era, it's Ron Jeremy.
Yeah.
So he was still a superstar anyway somehow, but like...
Because that's all there was. Like, that's all there was is men, sleazy men, who... 10 guys that rotated doing porn, you know?
Yeah.
They all did...
You know, it is funny. There were 10 guys, but then there would always be that 11th or 12th guy... who was just like an extra on The Sopranos or so, you know, like you just like a sloppy, gray haired old kind of guy. And then you realize, oh, this is the producer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the guy funding it.
Or it's his house that they're filming at. There's always
right.
some reason.
Using his pool.
Yeah. I also peed in that pool.
And then they drink it.
That's a very specific line of porn, Noah.
Yeah,
I guess back in the day they didn't really have much of those.
Debbie Diamond was into the. Yeah,
they're not showing that stuff on Spice. Spice still had standards. What was interesting is like for the longest time, I think until the early aughts, spice didn't even show penetration, I remember.
Yeah.
It was just, it was like the porn was censored, which.
But the thing that made Spice different from the other ones was like Playboy and all those other channels had like Cinemax. They had movies tailor made to be softcore porn, and Spice was just had no budget. So they just took porn, hardcore porn, and cut the penetration out.
Yeah, it was exactly. It was like porn that exists on VHS, but edited down minus the penetration.
The worst.
Do you remember the show on HBO called Real Sex?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I loved it. I loved it.
I used to get my porn from there, too.
I used to get my...
Sometimes.
Just to explain to the youths, although I think there are some episodes on HBO Max, but they're not good. But Real Sex, it was just basically like a very gritty documentary style show, and like each episode would kind of have a theme or a topic.
It was like 60 minutes with sexual topics.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there would be sex.
60
in.
Inches.
Yeah, but it was there was always a bummer about that show because there would be like three segments, and then two of them would be like, oh, this is actually, there's some hot people here and they're fucking, and then they'd cut to like some sex activist and like boring ass shit.
Like old hippies rubbing on each other.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Boner killer. There was always Russian roulette with that show.
So many.
It just reminded me, there was like a naked colony episode where it was like everyone was over 70 or something.
Yes.
I think that was what it,
yeah. I mean, more power to them, you know. Just,
yeah, hey.
Trying to rub one out here.
The sad thing, like in my mind now, I'm thinking that like, yeah, at the time it felt like everyone was over 70, but they were probably like my age.
Oh, yeah.
Just as like a teenager, it felt like they were over 70.
But... Probably. But they look, if they look 70, you know.
Well, seven, I mean, that looked like our age looked so different to us when we were like eight, you know?
I know. I felt like I looked like a fully grown adult when I was eight, you know, and all my friends did too. And everyone who was like 18 looked 40.
Yeah.
Oh, the other thing that I used to use for pornography was The Price is Right, because they would have like a travel showcase at the end and the girl would come out in a bikini. And so
how did you feel when Diane Parkinson did Playboy? That must have completely blown your fucking mind.
I don't like remember it in real time. I only know about it retroactively. Mm. So I don't remember if I ever saw it as a kid or not. But maybe. I don't know. I feel like I would have remembered that. But she wasn't my favorite. So like
which
other
one?
I don't remember their names. I have to see who they are.
Well, Diane Parkinson was the short blonde, then there was a tall blonde, and then there was a brunette, and then later there was a black lady.
Looking back, I very much objectified The Price is Right, showcase women.
But I think that was the intent. I think
sure,
that's
why they were there.
Yeah.
Well, that makes me feel better. Thanks. Yeah.
What about
Vanna White?
She did Playboy when she was very young.
I think Ginger on Gilligan's Island, too, was another one. But there was no pause. Like, you had to just, you know, they could at any point cut to Mr. Howell or something. So you were like, really playing with fire there.
VHS tape. And then you
this
it up
is before VHS tapes, I think, or before I had one.
Mm, okay.
Yeah, for me also, Baywatch was a big one.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was easy peasy.
I think by the time Baywatch was on, I was old enough to just go buy porn. So I don't think I knew. But if Baywatch was on when I was 10, I feel like I would have, that would have been the nirvana of porn for me.
Dusty Rhodes Muffler says Darren jerked off to Glow.
I did. That's a correct statement. I absolutely did. Oh my God! Thanks. Thanks for reminding me.
I've been reading your diary.
I just figured,
who are your ladies?
Tiffany and Ashley, and
Shelly the farmer's daughter.
No, that didn't do it for me.
Hold on. Let's load these ladies up.
Mount Fiji. No.
I
love
Mount Fiji. Wouldn't you?
Mount Fiji has a crazy story.
Oh, my God, that documentary, yeah.
Well, beyond that, yes. First of all, the Glow documentary is amazing. I highly recommend you watch it. But beyond, like, I looked up her Wikipedia one time, and she's Samoan. And apparently, her family's house once got raided, and it was, like, ruled a hate crime. She had to beat up, like, some cops who were beating up her brother. So Let me look it up.
What else was on that show that I? Oh, what's her name? Tiffany. Not Tiffany. I already said Tiffany. Not Americana. I need to see a list of these people.
The lady who ended up being on WWE later on.
Ivory.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of hers as a wrestler. I didn't find her like insanely hot or anything.
Okay. Well, here's the story I'm talking about. Towards the end of the series, Glow. Mount Fuji's real name is Emily Doyle. Towards the end of the series Glow, Doyle's family was involved in an incident with the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department on February 11, 1989. The incident involved an overwhelming force of sheriffs in riot gear invading her family home in California during a bridal shower for Doyle's sister, Melinda. Much like the Rodney King incident 2 years later, the event was videotaped by a neighbor showing the police beating 36 members of the family.
Jesus Christ.
After being a TV celebrity for 3 years on national TV, the massive Doyle took a passive stance, arms folded in the middle of the street where the video showed her being beaten to the ground with police batons and flashlights. Jeez. These 36 members of the party, all Samoan, were beaten and arrested. The Samoan American community was angered, contending the incident was racist in nature. The family was represented by a lawyer who sued the sheriff's department and won almost $25 million in a verdict from the jury. So that was it.
Defended it by saying that it's still real to them, damn it. They just were mad that she beat up Hollywood and Vine that one time.
So here are the ladies.
Yeah, I found the one I really liked was Godiva because she came out like with a sort of a leotard.
Flesh colored.
And
she
was
naked.
Yeah, it was like she was
Which
naked.
One's Godiva here?
Let's see if she's there.
I guess I could just put in Godiva.
It's up there already. You just clicked on it.
Oh, yes. Of course.
She was British, right, I think?
Uh-huh.
And Tiffany Mellon was the one I was thinking of.
Mellon?
Yeah, I know.
She's the one that had only one boob.
But she went on. She went on to do actual porn.
Oh, really?
Under the name Tiffany Million.
Oh, that name sounds very familiar. Actually, I must have seen some of her later work.
She's very like blonde, fake looking. Like that's her gimmick is to look. You know, she had the breast implants and everything. She was going for that look.
I think my favorite was the one that's right next to the old lady there.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Hollywood.
There we go, yeah.
She's sort of innocent but not looking.
Mm-hmm. There's Helena Bonham Carter with an axe behind her. She got her start there.
They had a tag team of like axe murderers, like crazy goth people.
And then
my favorite
like the
was Big Bad Mama.
Yeah.
I love
Papa Shango of Glow.
And I watched some of these after the Netflix series came out, and Big Bad Mama is such a racist character.
Oh my God, of course. Yeah.
Was she black? Because she always had the face paint on. I didn't know.
She was black. In the documentary, like she was talking, and like halfway through, I realized, oh my God, that's Big Bad Mama. She looks completely different than what you think she looks like.
Because that right there, if she was white, I mean, she's starting out with blackface on, but
yeah.
I guess that's okay if you're a black person.
This is the pre-Jackie Stallone era.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She was so bad on that. That was just such a blatant pandering, you know, like her son's popular. Let's put her on.
Was it Sonya the Russian? What was her name?
No, Ninochka.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, Ninochka, yeah.
She wasn't bad. I feel like the whole Russian thing was a turnoff just because I lived around so many Russians.
Mm. And I felt sort of obligated to root for her.
Same.
I think I had to.
But she's
so... Look at this Pat Benatar-looking woman.
She wasn't even Russian, right? That was just a film.
I think so.
Lots of spunk was produced by that show.
I was just wondering, do you guys ever talk about like jerking off to the same like character, like the same woman?
What do you mean?
And then, like, if you find out that you and your friend, like you and Sid, both jerked off to the same woman.
We just did.
I know. Is it like awkward or anything?
No, I feel like the rare times that's happened to me, me too.
Yeah.
It's like
having a favorite bit. A sports
I mean,
player.
It's awkward if you're doing it in the same room at the same time.
Right. To that point, I would say that I think for a while, maybe from when I started jerking off to maybe like age 14, like high school, I was embarrassed to tell anyone that I jerked off. And then when I got to high school, like, guys were just talking about it, like, kind of. Right? So I feel like you could develop more camaraderie with that kind of thing.
Not my friend's social circle. I'm not sure if I've mentioned this before, but it was like similar to Noah, where like one of us would have a free apartment. Yeah. And like we would cycle into the room, like the rest of us would leave the room. And
can I ask you, how long did that go on that you were doing that?
He still does it on Sundays.
I have some friends coming over after the show.
There's some jerking brunch going on.
No,
mimosas.
There's a reason why I asked that. I'm so curious. Go ahead.
I want to say maybe like over a summer, like after a summer, everyone kind of had it, and then no one needed to go over anybody's house to do it.
That contradicts what I was thinking, because I thought that was like a precursor to like eventually you're going to be in the same room and, you know, like jerk off together, right?
Like we would all watch porn.
Yeah, like you'd eventually remove that barrier of being out of the room, and then like, fuck it, let's all just jerk off. Why are we doing this? Let's just do it.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. No, that okay, yeah, no, it happened. That happened. Sure. I'm not Yeah, that definitely happened.
Yay.
Oh, really?
It did eventually do that. Yeah. But anyway, everyone was kind of like in their own corner, like everyone had pseudo privacy, you know? It wasn't like we weren't on the same couch.
I didn't think so.
Not that I'm just explaining like our own
your setup,
reservations about it at the time, where it was like, well, like you said, Darren, it's just more efficient if we're just doing it at the same time.
At some point, you're like, why are we going out of the room? Like,
power.
So was there like peeking going on? Like, how was this, like, just open your pants, but the pants are still on, or the pants around the ankles?
No.
Or is that like a spoken rule, or is that just unspoken but understood?
That I don't remember, but I think it was, it was just like understood. Everyone kind of kept to them. No one's trying to.
Was there a shared paper towel roll, or did everyone have their own little contraption to come into?
I don't remember the specific.
The kid's house, he had a little sister.
Oh.
She just walked around.
No.
Gross.
Oh, you mean she brought the paper towel?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. I was trying to give you an out.
Don't try to save me. I'm going down with this ship.
What I'm fascinated by is, like, how did it graduate from the separate rule? Like, did one guy bring it up, or, like, how did it – what was the discussion like?
I don't remember. I think it might have just been a practicality. But also, like, the friend group that I did this with, we, like, outside of jerking each other off, we basically did everything together.
Wait, no.
Like, it was just like we were, like – yeah, like, we didn't do that. But I'm saying, like, we just hung out all the time. Like, we were – like there was nothing.
Yeah, I was about to say what happened with the rest.
No, I've completely lost touch with all of them. I lost touch with them.
Would it be awkward to reconnect, knowing this?
No, we are Facebook friends, but I don't.
That's not a real friendship. That's not really communicating.
Right. Let's get the gang back together.
for a JO sesh?
Yeah.
I don't think they would go for it. With one of them, I kind of had. I mean, it was like a falling out when I was like, 16. So it wasn't like.
You showed up to his house when he wasn't home.
Yeah, I was like,
started jerking
come
off
on, we had a thing going.
This totally sounds like a Farrelly Brothers movie.
We all vowed if we turned 40 and we were still single, we'd get back together and jerk off again.
What I remember vividly, though, was that it was not awkward. Like, it was just like, oh, yeah, like, this is fine. You know, like, there's nothing. It was just, it was practical.
Right. What if there was a monster under Brighton Beach and your jerking off club got rid of it and now it's back and you have to meet up again?
I mean, I don't mind.
Stephen King's Jerking It.
That was actually sort of the theme of last week's Rick and Morty.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. That's kind
of,
yeah.
Sort of.
I'm still on season 2. I never
caught
up.
So good.
This season is pretty wild. It's like on another level of surreality.
I just always forget that it's there. Like, and every time I watch it, I'm like, why did I put this off? This is so good. But then I get swamped with other things and I forget about it again.
What impresses me about it is it's like, it's very intellectual, but also incredibly lowbrow. Yes. Mm-hmm. Like, it's pretty wild. Like the first episode of the season, it had this time jump. I was just blown away by the science fiction aspect of it.
Monty Python's like that for me. It's like these very erudite guys and a lot of very highbrow topics, and they're just behaving like complete crude jackasses.
Mm-hmm. That's always the best stuff when it combines the highbrow and the lowbrow and does it equally well.
I agree.
And another show that I've been watching that actually you two recommended to me that I'm blown away by is Kevin Can Fuck Himself.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
So good. Yeah. It's on AMC. No, you got to watch the show. It starts out as like a jokey sitcom, like a cheesy CBS sitcom, like a Kevin James sitcom. And then when the husband leaves the room, like the entire scene shifts from like a multi-camera show to like a drama, like a Breaking Bad type single cam thing. And you see that she's actually super depressed and like hates her husband. And then you start following the wife on the sitcom. And it essentially turns into Breaking Bad. Like, I don't want to give away too much of the story because I think the way, like, the less you know about it, the more you want to find out about what's going on.
That's enough. The elevator pitch is enough to hook people anyway. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's about
Rob's
7 episodes.
Elevator pitch was not that impressive.
Very good. Very good.
It is. Have you seen Girls 5 Eva?
Yeah,
I love that. Yeah, I thought it was great. I thought it was much better than I thought it would be.
I'm in the middle of that, too. That I really like it a lot. Hilarious. In fact, I was going to put a song from that on the playlist this week, but Biz Markie died, so I put a Biz Markie song. But next week, I'll probably do that.
Nice.
Noah, what shows are you watching? Do you watch shows? Do you watch shows?
We can't hear you.
Not really.
No. I will say I watched on Sunday, I went to see the Anthony Bourdain documentary, which was pretty mostly very, very good. There was one scene where they talk about when he got into jujitsu.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like a montage of multiple friends of his complaining about how that is all he would talk about. And then it's his wife who's the one who got him into it. And she's like, yeah, that's the thing. Like when someone gets into jujitsu, they become very annoying and they don't want to talk about anything else.
That's true. I can concur that.
So can we.
Thank you.
But yeah, that scene hit different, as the kids say.
Wait, you know what I've been watching? I've been watching weird videos on the internet, which I put in the links that I'd really love to watch with you guys.
Oh, I think.
Wait, is that the name of a show? Weird videos on the internet, or are you talking?
That I'd really love to watch with you guys. Yeah, it's a really long title.
Rob, I think she wants you to click a link.
Which one? The swing over a
swing.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. I want to know what you guys think about this.
Is it a sex swing?
I don't know. No spoilers.
Alien on it.
So it's basically like a... Yeah.
Well, the music already is top-notch.
Of course it's Russia.
They have this huge swing on the cliff of a mountain. And they put
these
babushkas on there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Are they, like,
strapped
in? I don't understand.
Do they look strapped in? Look at this.
I don't think this video is going to prove that they were strapped in.
Wow, this is crazy.
Big tourist attraction.
Anxiety is through the roof right
now. So they're on the swing, and there's the guy pushing them. And it's like a wooden, like, playground swing. Like a bigger version of a swing you'd see at a playground.
The pendulum of the swing halfway is off a cliff. Like half of the swing is completely off a cliff.
When you get pushed out, the farthest, like half of your ride outwards goes over the edge of a cliff.
Though I will say we don't have the other angle, so we don't know how steep this cliff is, if it's like on an angle or if it's just a straight drop.
Well, the caption of the video says it landed on an outcropping.
Jesus Christ!
They
break
and they fall.
Oh my God! It's not that it breaks. It looks like they turn or something.
I heard a smash.
It hits the side of the.
Oh, okay, yeah. And they fall right off.
Why do I find that so funny?
Wait.
It's a very comical. Okay. Oh, it's pretty steep.
We're terrible people.
How is that possible?
Well, there's like a little, it's said in the first caption, there's like a little mini ledge right below them.
Okay.
They happen to land on.
Jesus Christ.
Just look at this thing. It says, please avoid any Russian canyon swings you come across in the near future. Okay. I didn't need to be told that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're swinging over a canyon.
Oh, my God. The wrestler?
Oh,
better to swing over.
Sid, tell your mom.
To go on that or not
next
to go on
that? Next
time
she throws out her Band-Aid wrappers into the street, that's where she's going.
She's going to need a lot of Band-Aids if she goes on that fucking thing.
Terrifying.
What's
well,
the next link?
There was something in Ohio that I feel like happened similar. Let me see if I could find this.
Oh, is it like a roller coaster?
It was an Indian game. I was going to say that Mets game last night was in Ohio.
Oh,
that was scarier
whoa.
Than any fucking swing.
So it wasn't, this wasn't what I thought of, but let's watch this very quickly.
Am I going to see Tom Byron's dick again?
No.
Oh, fuck
oh,
you.
Oh, my God.
No.
That's crazy.
No.
What the
from
fuck?
4 years ago.
That was a roller coaster, some kind of contraption, like a ride, and then like a tilt-a-whirl or some shit, and it just hit something, and everybody went flying out of it.
Just broke it to 8,000 pieces.
You couldn't pay me to get on one of those fucking things. I think you have to have a death wish to get on that, on some level. Like, I don't think you consciously want to die, but like something.
Or you just don't care if
yes,
you do.
Yes, something in your subconscious is saying.
No, you just like to be scared. I don't know.
You just walk to the park like, I just want to feel something.
Yeah.
I feel nothing. Maybe almost dying will make me feel something finally, so let's give it a
shot. It is funny, walking through Coney Island, like when it's closed, you see all the workers, and it's like, I'm trusting my life with this fucking 18-year-old?
Exactly. You're saying the Cinnabons are not working fast enough to kill you.
it was a bummer a few years ago. Oh, it's been a long time. It's like 8 or 9 years ago. The last time I was on a roller coaster where I realized, oh, that's it. I'm too old. My brain cannot handle. You know what it is? It's not like what I can handle isn't the fear, you know, like the loops or whatever. What I can't handle is just the constant shaking of my body. Mm-hmm. Like I get a headache. Like that's really all it is. It's not the intended effect that's bothering me. It's the unintended effect.
I get vertigo on that type of thing. Even when it's not like even an elevator that goes very fast, you know, up or down, I get that same feeling like vertigo. So that really bothers me.
I don't mind that. That's the fun of it.
Vertigo is the fun of it? What?
Yeah, a roller coaster, sure. That feeling in the pit of your stomach.
What park were you in when you realized you were too old for this?
This was at Coney Island, actually. It was at a bachelor party. And also, I was intoxicated. Maybe if I'm sober, it would be all right. But what's the fun of going sober?
It happened to me at Playland in Rye, New York. Mm. I went on one of those swings where it like goes back and forth and then
over a cliff?
Goes upside down. No,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Over a cliff. You know, it's like a it kind of looks like a ship, but it goes
upside down.
And when it stays upside down, it's like for like a couple of seconds. And I just remember like, oh God, I never want to do this again. I want to get off this thing.
They had that same one at Coney Island too. And that one was real bad because like part of it went over like, regular sidewalk. Like it was in the park, but when it would pendulum up one direction, it was over the street where people would walk and cars would go.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And like
I feel like it was one of the first things I would see when I'd get to the park. Like, isn't it close to the entrance?
Yeah.
Because I'd always walk up and my parents would be like, you want to do that one? I'm nope. Not going to do that one. Still nope. Every year, just nope. Still not going to do that one.
I think I realized I was I was too old for this stuff when I was six. Like, there was no, I'm not getting on these fucking things. Yeah. I actually had a weird story that I may have told at some point in 12 years of doing the show, but I went on a date and we, one time, a long time ago, in my 20s probably, and this girl was like, oh, let's go hang out in Coney Island, you know. So she wasn't from Brooklyn, so I was from Brooklyn, and she's like, what's there to do in Brooklyn? I said, yeah, we'll go to Coney Island. Okay, we went to Coney Island, and we went inside the park where all the rides are, and then she's like, let's go on this ride. And it was like the littlest, it was kind of like a Tilt-A-Whirl, but a little bit more upside down. Like, it was sort of, you were like three quarters upside down when you would come around a certain curve or whatever. And it was all inside one little area. It wasn't one of those big, like, spiraling roller coasters. A little, like, the size of, like, three times the size of my bedroom, maybe. And it just went on a track, okay? And I went on it, and she's like, let's go. And I was like, I know this is bad. This is so bad. I can't do this. But I don't want to be a pussy. You know what I mean? And I'm on a first date with somebody. And yeah. I liked her a lot. And we had been talking on the phone a lot. I was like, all right, I'm going to do it. Just not cry like a bitch and just do it. And I did it, and it got through like half the ride, and then it goes backwards, right?
Oh.
So we went through half the ride, and I was like this, like freaking the fuck yeah. out. And then we got to the half part where it stops, and then they go backwards. And I was like, I have to get off. Sorry. Like the biggest loser. I just got up out of the seat.
While the ride was activated?
No. But they stopped it to make it go backwards. So there was like a 30-second pause before it goes backwards.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to get off.
I got off. The guy said the same thing you just said. No, the guy just said the same thing you just said. The guy operating it said, you're not supposed to get off. Like, you have to finish. And I was like, I'm not finishing. I'll just climb out if you don't let me out. The guy was like, what a dipshit. And worse, we were at, like, the top part of the ride, like, where it was the farthest from the exit. That's where my car happened to stall out. And I just got to lift the bar. The guy lifted the bar, and I crawled out like the biggest fucking lame-ass loser and just climbed all the way down this ride to the bottom and slinked away.
Wow. And
was that the end of the date? Or
no, she finished the ride and went backwards, got off the ride, and she got off, and then she came up to me, and I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, I feel like such a dickhead. And she's like, nah, it's okay. You know, she was very nice, but I feel like it. She felt like I was a dickhead and just wasn't saying it.
So was there a second date or was that it?
I think we hung out again and went to a diner or something, but it just wasn't like, I feel like that ruined any chemistry. Partly because of, maybe all because of me, like I was so embarrassed. She didn't really indicate to me that she was like angry or thought I was, but I think I felt it too much to deal with her anymore. Probably my own insecurity.
Damn.
I found the ride I was thinking of, and there's no death here, so it's okay.
Oh, good. Thank goodness.
So here.
Do any of these show deaths? Oh, for fuck's sake.
So you can see it's like tilting over. It can't even handle the weight. And then people have to come and like weigh it down. This is so, like, for what?
Wait, I'm sorry. What's happening? Okay, so let's describe for people who are not looking at this. This
okay,
is,
it's like a...
like a pendulum, like the thing that I was on, and it's attached to like a base, basically, and the base is moving.
If I could say what I think it looks like the hands of a clock that are rotating on an axis. So it's like a one long bar, and then there's like at the end of one of the ends of the bar, there's like a little boat that people are sitting in, and it's just going in a circle. Really fast.
Yeah, it's like a long bench. And then so if you look at the base cannot handle the weight of the apparatus, and it looks like it's about to fall backwards.
Oh my goodness.
So yeah, like keep your eye on the base here. It's like shifting here.
It's all about the base.
See, it can't, it's going back and forth. It's not, it should be still.
Oh.
As if
now
the people,
people
in Michigan haven't suffered enough.
People are running to it to try to hold it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just smart, but
is
could
it?
Also put them in danger.
Yeah.
Well, thankfully, no one was hurt, and that did actually end up helping.
Oh, so it doesn't fall over?
No.
Oh, then what are we watching?
Is there anyone there to stop the ride? How about pressing off?
Well, I think what happens is because of the momentum, it can't just stop. It has to slow. So while it was slowing, as you can see, it's the pendulum is swinging less and less. There was, like, another video of, like, another angle of it.
By the way, Sid, this ride, this incident happened in Flint, Michigan. When they came off, they gave everybody water. So
God damn it.
They'll kill them one way or another.
Yeah, adding insult to injury.
Can you imagine being on that?
No.
No.
What's happening?
No.
Yeah, we're not idiots.
Yeah.
Is there anything happening in metal, Rob?
Yeah, Rob.
We haven't talked at all about metal, which is awesome.
Isn't that our brand? Like we're going back
metal?
To our roots today. No, not metal. I mean our show, not Metal Injection.
Well, the one thing I wanted to mention from a few weeks ago, this story, a New Zealand journalist found a woman who named her children, she literally named them these following names, Metallica, Slayer, Pantera. Metallica's middle name is And Justice for All.
Oh, come on. Wait, as like one word?
It's a multiple word, I guess.
I'm
and I'd like to
that.
Show you, I like to show you the woman responsible for this.
I'm scared. I'm more scared of this than seeing that ride. Yeah. Just...
I mean, there are people who name their children Apple.
Apple seems better than Metallica.
Is this Phil Labonte's wife? She moved to New Zealand?
No.
She's got a crossbow. She's got piercings under her, one of her eyes.
Under both
like,
eyes.
A tattoo.
Pantera's middle name is I Fucked Your Girlfriend Last Night. I don't know if you, that's mentioned in the article.
I think Pantera is okay. Slayer and Metallica doesn't work for me.
Can you get a drop of that? Slayer, Metallica doesn't.
Who's the guy with Tom Araya in this picture? He looks familiar.
This is the reporter.
Okay, I feel like I must have seen his work somewhere else then. Cause he looks
how vain of the reporter to put his own photo in his news story about some lady named kid.
Good point.
After metal bands.
Well, he's showing
It's almost like he wrote this article just to show off that he met Tom Araya.
Yeah, right.
Oh, look, here he is with Metallica.
He paid that woman to name her kids those dumb names so that he could have something to write about and show.
So what I wanted to pose is what metal band name would you, if you had to name your child or animal or pet after a metal band, what would you call them?
Deicide.
That would be the fourth D. It'd be Deicide. Hatebreed, Noah? Is that because you picked them for the playlist this week?
It's the band that's on my mind this week.
Do they count as a metal band? I don't think Hatebreed counts as a metal band. They're like a hardcore band.
I would
metal
name
category.
My, I would. They're definitely metal. Yeah, sure.
Really?
They're metallic hardcore.
What about?
I would name my child Danzig. Come here, Danzig. Come here, little Danzig.
That's already a name.
Can I name her Abigail Williams? Then it's just like a name.
No fair.
King Diamond. Come here, Kingy.
Kingy. Wait, so now it's a pet or a kid? You're talking to
a
like
said
it's a
name,
pet.
Name. Well, if you would were to name a child or a pet. I said pet.
Well,
pet was part of the rule.
Leap.
Okay, fine.
In Flames, is that a good one?
Oh.
Come here, In. Time for dinner.
I don't know.
Flamey. Yeah, Flamey.
We should
Flamey.
Have people answer this question by writing into hate mail.
Oh, yeah.
So they can
and
do
my
better.
Child, Jane Zaddiction. Jane will be her first name. Zaddiction.
Email us your metal band name that you would name your child.
Alice
hate mail.
That's good. Alice
hate mail at metalinjection.net is the...
That's not a metal band, Sid.
They're Alice just as metal as Hatebreed.
Wait, what? Alice in Chains is absolutely a metal band. How dare you?
They're hard rock. I would put them more in rock category.
They got the riffs. I
know what I'd name my child. Motorhead.
It's like an insult.
Funny to me.
I mean, not because Motorhead's bad. Just like anything head is like an insult. Hey, dickhead. You know what I mean? Hey, Motorhead, get in here.
Buckethead. That would
Diamond
be your
head.
Second kid. Tall kids. Mushroom head could be one. You could have a whole, like George Foreman named all his kids George. You could just have a bunch of head kids.
Head PE kids.
Yeah.
I just
go.
Realized
revenge.
What the worst thing you could name your kid from a metal band, Chris Holmes. It's the absolute worst.
It's true.
You're giving him no chance in life.
He can move to France. He'd do all right.
Is he doing all right? Come on.
I don't have any documentaries made about me.
Yeah, but the documentary exposes what a huge piece of shit he is, though.
It's true.
You know, he seems like the kind of person where to an outsider, he doesn't seem all right, but like in his own like world, he's just fine.
But don't
well,
all the
what
people...
would you what do you mean by in his own world?
Like he probably thinks that everything's great for him.
Oh, sure.
I don't
doubt
that for a second.
I mean, that's very evident from the documentary where he saw how he's represented and still decided to put it out, thinking it's, yeah. Where it's like,
but I think that would be the case no matter what. He just has no self-awareness whatsoever. It's like not from any external stimuli. That's just how his brain works. Like anyone who had that, like, governor on his body, internal... You know, in his brain, the shame factor would never have had the life that Chris Holmes had in the first place. Probably.
What if I name my kid Circle of Dead Children? Is that a good
Circle
one?
Of Jerks.
We already That's discussed that in a previous segment, Noah.
That's right.
All right. Well. Oh, also the new Jackass movie trailer came out.
What? Actually, these guys are like 60. What's going on?
Yeah, they're doing one final movie.
Wasn't the end of the first movie like them in old man makeup doing the same stuff? So now they're making it real.
Yeah, it's basically that. I have to say, like, you know, I was a huge, huge fan of Jackass when it first came out. Loved the first movie. I think all of us. I don't know if it was with you, Sid, but I was definitely with Noah and Darren when we went to see it.
Are you sure, like, Noah? Are you sure Noah was there?
Were you there, Noah? Am I wrong?
I think maybe I saw it at home.
I know a girl I was dating went with you, me, and Nick, and I don't know if Noah was there. But...
Okay, it might have been that. I feel like we went right after doing our college radio show because we went
Wow, Rob. Do all girls look alike to you?
We went to the Kent Theater, am I saying that?
Yes.
Which is the worst movie theater in the world that I've ever been to. It was on Coney Island Avenue and like Avenue J, Avenue H. And what I vividly remember is walking into the theater room and seeing the screen and being like, my living room screen is bigger than this.
it was like a postage stamp.
Yeah, it was so small. But the movie was incredible. I laughed a lot. I really liked it. The second one, I wasn't too crazy. I was like, it was okay. It was a sequel. The third one, I was like, all right, I'm done. Yeah.
Isn't there beef between Bam Margera and like one of the other guys?
Yeah. So, well, what's interesting is because of these movies, much like professional wrestlers, these stuntmen had very bad injuries from doing this work. And a few of them developed drug and alcohol addictions. Mm-hmm. And Steve-O was able to get sober. Johnny Knoxville, I think, had some issues and he got sober. But
how's Ryan Dunn doing? Did he figure things out?
Did not figure things out. Not in the new one. He's dead soon.
What?
He had a car accident a few years ago. Driving drunk. And unfortunately, Bam Margera still is dealing with his demon. And they wanted him to go to rehab and then be in the movie. But it looked like being in the movie was the worst thing that could happen to him. And he was very upset about it. He started like an online petition. He tried to get fans to complain. And eventually the director even got a restraining order against him, which shows you how like out of control it got.
You know,
so that's kind of a bummer.
If like during the premiere, he dug a trench under the red carpet. And then so when all the people that are in the movie walk by, they just fall in the trench. That he can have his revenge like he did to his parents.
Hopefully he's watching now so you can see that. But
podcast?
But I have to say, I watched the new trailer for this new movie, and I'm like, all right, I guess I'll watch it. So I wanted to watch it with you guys, see what your reaction is.
Sure.
Can you hear it?
Yes.
Yes.
They're showing clips from the old one,
we'll
movies.
Meet again.
When was the last time?
Don't know where.
Oh, they're so young. You got together with friends.
Rob, get your jerk off.
Jerk each other off.
Oh, he was cold. Wow.
Dude! I think it's just the hair.
No, his face.
New teeth.
Craggy, too.
Oh.
I feel
like,
what will Jack have to be like once we're older?
Oh, yes, well, looks good.
You'll get more mature.
Pretty good.
The faster you pedal your bike, the faster the other guy's hand goes back.
Is that Machine Gun Kelly?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Concussions aren't great. But as long as you have them before you're 50.
Oh, that's Steve-O.
So 49. So we're good.
49? Steve-O sounds like he got a tracheotomy.
Yeah. Can you feel my heart?
Well, today we're going to do a little
alive.
Furniture shopping.
So these are two new members of the crew.
Who are they?
Just,
are they just skaters?
Stunt guys, yeah.
An extremely morbidly obese person.
We have winners, and we have Steve-O.
It ain't a bunch of NASA scientists, right?
No, Eric Andre.
Hi.
What did you guys do to Eric?
Fail to prepare, prepare to fail.
Oh no. All right. I'm in.
Oh, wait. No, this is the best. They really did. Hold on. Let me get back here.
We're edging here.
Yeah.
Gee, didn't set myself up for failure on this one. Aaron, please relax. I'm trapped. And you're putting honey on me and salmon?
Bear. Of
oh
course there's
God.
A bear.
God.
It's Noah's bear from Israel.
It's a humping bear. Don't worry.
Yeah, man. It's fun. Yeah. It's one of those things, even if you don't want to laugh, you can't help it. It's like this innate, like primal thing in you that you would laugh when people hurt themselves.
Like the Russian swing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I'm in.
Yeah, let's say that to make ourselves feel less guilty. It's an innate thing. It's in our genetics.
It is. I think, maybe.
It came to us in our dreams, just like how you learned to jerk off. Our mind just told us.
True.
Rob's still looking at 80s porn. I'm looking.
Jamie Gillis, remember that guy? Old, like,
Jonathan
Jewish
Morgan.
Guy. Vince Voyer, I remember, who looked like Buff Bagwell. It was just like Buff Bagwell.
Yeah, I could see that.
I remember Jamie Gillis was in all the real old ones. And he was just very, you know, accountant looking like guy with a Jufro. And he, I forgot about him. I was like probably 30. And then on the internet, there was circulated a video where he did a porn scene of his own making, like with a Super 8 Max camera or something. And it shit on a girl. And I was like, not watching it. And I watched like 2 minutes of it. And it was the most disgusting thing I ever saw. And I had to throw it up because he's doing his porn like persona. Like he's doing his porn persona. It's so jarring. Like because he's doing this thing I don't want to watch. And yet it's like a porn scene. It's got all the trappings of a porn scene of the 80s.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, oh, nostalgia. And then I'm like, all right, goodbye.
Oh, wait, so you're saying this circulated on the internet? Was it just, like, what was the reason? Was it accidental shitting? Or did
she
not know?
No. It's like a shit scene.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the farthest thing from my thing. Although I don't want to shame anyone in our audience if they like to do consensual
scatting. If you like to do consensual scatting, that's on you. We just don't really need to know about it. You know,
yeah, call us up and tell us about it. Yeah, I don't want to see it.
Well, okay, I guess tell us about it. Tell us how it goes. No kink shaming here. Sex,
I mean, I won't kiss you because I just shit on your face. But
who are you, Chuck Berry?
That's right.
I ain't gonna kiss you.
You got shit all over your face.
I found a list of male porn actors from the 90s to see if any of them come back to me, and I do remember Paul Thomas.
Yeah.
Ah, yes.
That? That doesn't
Anderson.
Sound familiar.
You want to make movies.
Yeah, that's right. That, him I know. But
anyone
just
else?
Paul Thomas? Also, it's probably not the most SEO-friendly name.
Oh,
no, well, you remember TT Boy.
Sure.
Wasn't that like your brother's
doppelganger,
like username for every online everything, I remember?
Yeah, but I don't know who that is.
You don't know who TT Boy is?
You don't
is?
Know TT Boy? Oh, come on. We've mentioned him so many times on the show. Name.
His voice sort of sounded like Steve-O, as I recall.
Oh, my God. These men are so gross. Most of them.
Noah, what about Rocco Siffredi? Remember him?
Mm.
No.
Look him up.
He's Italian. He likes to put women's faces in toilets.
Oh, really? What? I didn't know that.
He definitely did some like of that humiliation stuff.
He's I mean, what
in their face and stuff like that.
I used to remember him being into like rough shit, but now I didn't know like.
I think as the years progress,
that's where it goes.
Yeah.
You got to start somewhere. Well, let's talk about our Spotify playlist while Noah keeps looking. Every week we add some new songs to our Spotify playlist. It's absolutely free. Just search Metal Injection Livecast Music Break. It's like we have a music break on the show, but it's not on the show. It's off the show, so we don't get copyright strikes. Mm-hmm. So what I picked is...
Noah looks so disgusted. What's
I was
going
to say.
Update
oh,
us.
Sorry.
Hey, Anthony Spinelli.
Does not ring a bell.
I remember that name. I can't remember.
That was our... Yeah, it was our professor. Yeah.
Yeah, that was our professor at Brooklyn College.
No, that's
the
picture you're showing is not.
That's not the porn guy.
It looks like the guy from 90 Day Fiancé with no neck.
It looks like the guy from Revenge of the Nerds. And all those Nerds movies. Yeah.
Booger?
Yeah.
No, doesn't look like Booger. Okay, let's go back to our playlist. I'm paying attention now.
So
it's the playlist and the play with yourself list. We're going back and forth.
My pick is Valentine Shine from Tomahawk. This is an old band of Mike Patton's that I very much enjoyed back in the day. And they put out a new album earlier this year. And it's so weird. Like, there's been so many good albums that came out this year that I've forgotten to listen to. And Tomahawk's is one of them until earlier this week. And I really, really like it. So I picked a track called Valentine Shine. It's track 2. Now, Darren, what did you pick?
I picked Picking Boogers. Speaking of Booger, we just mentioned him. By Biz Markie, one of my favorite Biz Markie songs. Biz Markie died earlier this week at the age of 57, and the world lost a great talent.
Do we know the cause of death yet? Last I saw, they hadn't revealed it.
I mean, I didn't look today, but...
I think he was sick, because I feel like... A few weeks ago, there was like a scare, like, oh, Biz Markie's dead. And then his family had to be like, no, he's not.
On the news, they mentioned that he had had diabetes for a long time. So maybe it's related to that. Mm. Diabetes has taken so many great rappers. It's fucked up.
And if you're not familiar with Biz Markie, the best way to sum him up is like, he is just a guy. But like, he's also very talented. But he's just a guy. And he's like, basically... Sort of every guy just reminded me of New York growing up in the 80s. So many just guys with that like exuberant attitude and like he's just very New York kind of guy and exuded that New York personality. So in addition to his music, that was why I really liked him a lot.
And actually I saw something and I just Googled it. It looks like with a larger black men, they're more likely to be susceptible to type 2 diabetes.
Right.
So. But like Fife Dog was not large at all, and it got him too. He's
it
tiny.
Happens.
Yeah.
Well, did he gain weight?
Did he have type 2 or type 1?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. So that's that. Noah, what did you pick? Quick Hate Breed?
Yes, I picked Weight of the False Self, which is the album that they put out last year. And it's the title track off that album. I just I had heard it in the car and I was like, oh wow, this is like good lyrics, like positive mental attitude. So I was like, okay, I like this. I'm gonna share it with everyone.
Yemi Yosta.
Yemi.
I picked a song by the band Discount because the lead singer, Alison Mosshart, is she's in the Dead Weather now, and she's in the Anthony Bourdain documentary. That's why it came to mind. She was a friend of his. She was in one of the No Reservations episodes. Oh, no, Parts Unknown. I think she was on Parts Unknown. And she's in it, so that reminded me. I don't really like the Dead Weather, but the band Discount was a pop punk band she was in before that, and they were very good, so I picked a song from my favorite album of theirs. There's actually, at the very end of the Anthony Bourdain documentary, Josh Homme. Is it Homme? I never know how to pronounce that dude's last name.
I think so.
He does a song. Homme. I think it's like written for the movie, and it's a very good song, but I couldn't find the name of it online. I couldn't find a recording of it online. I wanted to pick that, but I couldn't find that. But that's also very good. But it's so I picked.
Would you recommend that documentary, Sid? Did you like it?
Yeah, I liked everything. I mentioned this in the Discord, our Discord, which you should sign up for, that I liked everything about it, except it sort of takes a detour towards the end to sort of make his ex-girlfriend, his most recent ex-girlfriend, Asia Argento, sort of like a Courtney Love figure. And like a lot of people around him blame her for his suicide, which even if true, I did not want this movie to go there. It just felt very weird and like tabloidy for a movie that was mostly positive and like feel good or trying to be feel good the rest of the time.
Also, it's just where it's weird to blame somebody else for another person's suicide. Like, they didn't put the gun in.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is okay, so the weekend when he killed himself, there were pictures in the tabloids of her with some other dude. So if you want to draw the direct line, but you could, but that could happen to a million people and 999,999 of them wouldn't kill themselves.
Also, you don't know what their relationship was at the time. Yeah. They could have broken up a few days before.
And either way, it's just a weird thing to do. And I was not expecting this movie to go there. So that for the few minutes when it was about that, I was uncomfortable and I didn't love that part. The rest of it I thought was great. 2-hour movie, so you got an hour and 55 minutes of great and then 5 minutes of icky. It was worth it.
I won't watch it.
That's fine. It'll be on HBO Max next month, so you could watch it without having to pay.
Just turn it off for the last 5 minutes.
Yeah. Just when it gets to that relationship, you could fast forward.
I think it's fucked up to put that on her, so I won't watch it.
All right. Well, that's our show, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. And,
You got to
do the shout-outs.
Aw, the cat. Bring her back.
She's, in the shop, but only sometimes, and then she runs into the bedroom.
Oh, look how loving she is.
I actually locked my cat out of the room while I do the show because he's so – I mean,
noisy?
He gets – tons of effect. Very noisy. And not in a bad way. I love it. I just don't want it to interfere with the show. And also, he just climbed. I won't be able to actually do the show. He's basically a kitten. He's a year and a year and a month.
Let him in for the rest of the show.
Maybe for the next Patreon episode, let him in and just so we can see what that's like.
Sure. Or maybe for a few minutes anyway. I'm sure once I do it, he won't do it, of course. Make me look like a dummy.
Then, how should we do our top live cast fans of the week?
That's a good question.
Do it as a 90s porn star actor while he's banging some broad.
Okay. I'll pull it up. Of course, you could be a top live cast fan of the week if you hit up our Patreon. It's the $10 tier. You get everything in the $5 tier, which we mentioned earlier, plus get a shout-out at the end of the show. And,
Rob, I think you should put on some generic 80s porn.
I was getting that up, yes.
Do the Val Venus.
I don't want to get...
After Dark.
No, let's... Yeah, find the generic one on YouTube or something. Something that's already on YouTube and we know. Now you gotta find the upbeat one like ban it
ban it.
Softcore. Look up 80s porn music.
This is literally
just
labeled
Joe Satriani. Just like Joe Satriani and you're good.
Joe Smatriani.
Upbeat.
Austin is a, let's see. Okay.
It's too cool.
Yeah.
It's closer. We're going the right direction. Oh, this could be good. Let's see where it goes.
Doing thrash and trash it with board music.
Yeah, this is
good. Okay, good.
Yeah.
We're getting there.
All right. I want to give a big shout out to our top live cast fan of the week. Eric. Give me that Rabba Ganoush, a.k.a. Justin. Benjamin. Oh, yeah. El Judarino in my butt. Dan R. That R stands for rim job. And when I'm done, I'm going to splooge all up in Mindy Mayer's kipper.
Oh.
And then put it on Croc Destroyer's hat. And Cattle Decaf, I want to say hello to you and offer you some Samden, I am, den, I is, den. Although it'd be funny for this. He was semen, I am. I even, I used to semen in the porn. But I digress.
I even. This is good.
Gender. What are you wearing? Chasseur chasseuses. Say that with my dick in your mouth.
Wow. You gotta do a little more innuendo, dude. Like, that's too much straightforward.
Yeah,
that's reported.
That's
like 2021
porn.
Al Goldstein, all of a sudden.
You're like using the sound of 80s porn with like the words of 20. I want to have my penis down your throat till your eyes water.
The crustacean sensation, a.k.a. God Stomper. I could show you a few crustaceans.
What does it mean? You don't know.
Yeah, shrimp good, dick.
They lodge in my swim trunks, one of my bright beach.
Then we have Dallas. I hear there's great sex clubs in Dallas. Rob a Vampiro. 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 Hugo likes tacos, you dirty boy. Lando Danks. More like Lando Skanks, am I right? LaCroix, oh, very fancy. I love a French partner. Scooby-Doo, 182. No, let's go again. Let's make it 183. And Douglas, who are you, Levison? Because I need you in my life. Those are our top livecast fans of the week.
It's like a commercial for one of those 1-900 numbers.
Make sure to spay and neuter your pets.
What? Now you're Bob Barker?
This has been The Price is Right. Thank you for listening, and thank you to our top livecast fans. Thank you to all of our patrons.
Yeah.
Thank you to our livecast stars who don't want to support us by giving us $5 a month. That's fine.
Wow.
That's fine.
Just download and rate and review.
Yeah.
Yeah, give us a rating or a review. That
buy
helps.
Some merch.
Buy some merch. MetalInjection.net/livecast merch. I believe there's going to be some sales at the end of this week. So you can get a little discount on your T-shirt or a mask or a iPhone case. I got a pretty nice iPhone case for my phone.
Pillowcase.
Do we have any teddy bears that we could hump for people to hump?
We have pillows, but no teddy bears. You could hump the pillows.
You could hump a pillow.
And that's our show. Ta-ta.
Bye. Goodbye.
Okay.
The recording has stopped.
Okay, that's fun.
Oh. That was good, Rob.
That was like an old school episode. That felt like an episode from 10 years ago.
Yeah,
we really did not.
It's so fun when we don't talk about metal and just talk about things in our heads.
Maybe we should do like one metal story so that we can.
How
like,
many?
Goodbye. have something to post and like attract metal injection users, and then the rest of it stick to this kind of stuff, because that was a lot of fun.
Well, yeah, then definitely pull out the stuff about the metal baby,
the Slayer
metal,
Pantera.
The name.
I think it's just like about going with the flow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, the
story doesn't
back up, or you just go with the flow.
Yeah. What else? I'm kind of like.
There was the swing. Sport. There was the amusement park rides. There was glow.
Oh, yeah.
What about the jerking off talk?
Yeah.
No, I don't want that on the social media. People really see the social media stuff. I don't know if you remember last week we were talking about the Five Finger Death Punch poetry book.
Uh-huh.
And the guy who runs the publishing company, like, I hung out with him and he was like, oh, yeah, my assistant was like, oh, look, Metal Injection is talking about the poetry book. Should we watch it? And he was like, no, it can't possibly be good. I don't want to know what they have to say. And I let him know that it wasn't good. But
at least he wasn't mad.
I mean,
no, he wasn't mad about it.
Like, so, we showed him, we talked about it.
Oh.
Like it.
No. I'm not. It just reinforced to me that, like, the people who this is about, they're going to, like, it's going to get back to them. So,
well, especially when you share it from the Metal Injection account. I think that's what it is.
Yes, absolutely. So I'm just saying, like, we have to be conscious of that, like, to not share something too bad.
We can't air the clip of Rob jizzing with his friends. He doesn't want that.
Yeah, like, I don't want that. I don't want publicists to see. That's only for our time.
Oh, I didn't mean that. I just meant we were talking about jerking off for, like, 20 minutes, so there were other parts to it.
Maybe right.
No, it's okay though. I was just throwing it out there. But when I suggested that, I didn't mean blasting your thing there, your session.
Yeah.
Well, if there's a sale this week, then that could be the post one of the days, and we only need two other clips.
Okay. So what else?
What else
did we start with? What led into all the masturbation?
It was their birthday.
I didn't even talk about his birthday.
Yeah, we barely mentioned that.
The beach. I was talking about like.
Oh yeah, Rob was going to the beach, and then we talked about the feces in the water.
I really don't remember how we got onto jerking off.
The show went from one thing to another randomly.
Oh, I think Darren asked like, at what age did you know what it was or like how to do it?
But
yeah,
how
but
did
was
we even get to that?
I don't know.
Remember.
Well, whatever. So what is the other thing you want to do?
The grandma's on the swing because it's a visual.
Yeah.
But I don't know if there was any.
Oh, yeah.
Not.
Second one's good, or you want a third one?
I think two is fine. I mean, it can't hurt to have a third one just in case, like, one of the other two isn't postable for whatever reason. But I don't think it's a huge deal.
I'll see what develops.
Yes.
All right.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.